You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, and maybe on the weekend you get some sun. You probably don't know how much, though, which is what this next story is about. A wearable skin patch and an app that helps you monitor sun exposure when you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology. This is Tech in Real Life.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lizzie.
We are just outside the L'Oreal building, and we're going to go inside to learn about, what would we call this, the first generation of cosmetic wearables?
Yeah, sure. We could call it that. I think it's part of a new kind of wearable that presumably is going to be less expensive than your average $100 wearable device and maybe a little bit more disposable, but it'll also deliver information both to the user about their skincare, but also to the company that makes it, which will then, I think, be turning that data into recommendations for the wearer of the wearable when it comes to cosmetics.
All right, let's go inside.
Cool.
I'm Guive Baluch. I'm the Global Vice President of our Technology Incubator in Research and Innovation at L'Oreal.
So I was looking at your hands when we met, and you have two interesting looking patches on your hands. They're both heart shaped. Lizzie,
what are those, man?
So it's actually our new innovation. It's called the MyUV patch. This is a technology that it looks like, you know, a kind of a transfer sticker or a second skin, and inside you have electronics, and this is an actual wearable that can be on the skin and act like a second skin, so you can wrinkle the skin. And
how does it work?
Okay, so you have the electronics inside. When you scan the patch, it will then go to the application and take a photo of this heart. You have 16 squares in this heart, and each of half of these squares are changing colors at different intensities. So let's say you're out in the sun for 20 minutes without SPF. One of these squares will turn from dark blue to white. The other ones will take more time. So you can wear the patch up to 5 days. Mm. And after 5 days, every time you take a scan, it will let you know how much exposure you've had. It will give you tips on what to do with your lifestyle and let you know, if there's certain periods in the day that you're really exposed to UVA and UVB, things that, you know, are not very intuitive because you're just running around all day as a consumer. And the key is that the more you scan the patch, the more information you'll get.
Can we try it?
Sure, of course.
Can we put one on me?
Yeah, so I'll put one on you.
Okay, let's do it.
So I'm opening the packaging right
now.
We've
got a little silver package.
Yes.
With a heart.
It's very pretty.
Yes. And it's silver because you want to make sure that no UV gets through the actual packaging.
Oh.
So there's a reason for that.
Okay.
And then what you'll see here is that I'm peeling back the actual electronic itself. And when I peel it, you'll actually see a really thin near-field communication. So this gold kind of outline is the actual near-field communication technology.
So that's sort of all the hardware, if you will.
Exactly.
All right. So we've got our little blue hearts on.
Right.
Then what happens?
So, this app says at risk on it. I'm already scared.
When you scan the patch, what will happen is that you will put your Android, if you have near field communication, you put it right next to the patch and it will activate the app. If you have an iPhone, you just open the application. It'll take a picture of the heart. And once you have that photo, you have two metrics that you have. The left side is, at that moment, how much risk do I have? So it's a little dial that goes from green to orange to red, and it will let you know if you're at a low, medium, or high risk.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the right-hand side, you have what we're calling the daily sun intake. So what that means is that every morning, you wake up with a full heart. And this heart, as you're exposed to more and more UV, will start to go lower and lower. And every morning you wake up, it will go back to a full heart. So there's kind of this way we want consumers to understand the level of exposure that they have during the day and that they can correct it. They can make their behavior better. The next morning, you know, I want to keep my heart more and more full. So there's a positive kind of link to that. And we will give you the information along the day, how much actual exposure you've had and when you applied the sunscreen so that you can know at what periods of the day you're at the most risk.
So you plan on bringing it to market for free. When does it become available to consumers? And Nobody gives anything away for free. So what do you get out of it?
Yeah, so it's going to be at the second half of the year. We're aiming, obviously, for the summer season. We are not planning to charge a service for this consumer for this. And I think you're right to say that, you know, in the end, how will this drive business? And the answer is that we feel that if you can educate consumers and you can give them the right information, that they will use our products. And we really believe, and I think L'Oreal in general, we really believe that we want to bring technology to the consumer to empower their choices rather than trying to immediately just make money off of the technology itself.
But you're playing with the data, right? I mean, you have to be all the data that's being collected, and not in a Big Brother way, but collected through the app and the app's use, has to be informative for you when you think about how to make product for the consumer.
Absolutely. So the way we approach data is that we're not collecting any consumer personal data. So we don't
collect. So it's anonymized.
That. It's totally anonymized. However, as you said, even with anonymous data, you could get some interesting learnings. But that's more in the research and development side to see how we can innovate new products for the future. So there is a benefit for us, obviously, in that. But it's not personal data. It's just anonymized data that we'll start to learn more about UV exposure around the world.
A lot of work went into this for developing something that you're going to give away. What leapfrogs on the back of this technology? What's the next thing that's similar?
Well, you know, within our industry, the first step is we want to bring a revolution in terms of how much education people have in terms of UV. The more that the consumer electronic industry starts to kind of open and near field communication, the more you have this kind of innovation in tech, the more ability you'll have to reach more and more people. And you can imagine all kinds of new sensors you can put into it. You can imagine different things you can measure on the skin. And when you think about wearable technology today, this is an example of where you're truly a wearable because you can put it anywhere on the body. And that is a new kind of concept in the consumer electronics industry. And I think when you think about that, there are implications about what you can measure in the future. Think about anything you're concerned about your skin, and you can think of many things you could measure with it.
Keith Ballage, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for putting a heart on our hands.
You're totally welcome. Thank you.
You can see pictures of the patch at our website, marketplace.org.